Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ and really some other things too, our attitude, our thought process. And we're going to look at some middle class thinking. I almost think it's a poor, probably the way the poor think by comparison to millionaires, billionaires, and so on. Total Wealth Academy is an educational and mentoring program for people who want to learn how to use real estate to build a second stream of income. We invest in everything from single-family houses, duplexes, triplexes, fourplexes, apartment complexes, all the way up to, I think the biggest we've ever bought is over 700 units. The members bought over 5,000 units last year. We also invest in self-storage, strip shopping centers, hotels, RV parks. If it produces cash flow, we're buying it. And what the goal of our students is to get enough annual cash flow that it meets and exceeds their wants and needs. Wants and needs. And most of the members are up trying to just about double what they earn from their job. So if they make 10 grand a month at their job, they're trying to generate about 20 grand a month in secondary income, a second stream of income, which of course makes their job optional. And then they can pick and choose what job they work at. They can pick how many hours a week they work. It's just the business model that works. And the problem for most people is they've already had a job for over 10 years. They're not in the financial position that they want to be in. And you know what their idea is? I know, I'll work another 10 years at the same thing and expect a different result. I see it all the time. People who have worked for 20 years. So here's what they did. At the end of 10 years, they didn't have the results they wanted. So they did it another 10 years, expecting a different result. Happens all the time. This is a very poor or middle class way of thinking. Wealthy people, people who are successful, don't do the same thing over and over again. If something doesn't work, they switch what they're doing. Now, the problem for most people is they don't know what to switch to. They actually don't think there is anything to switch to. The only way they know how to make money is to trade time for money, to have a job. So their idea is, I'll switch jobs. But it's still a job. Yeah, but I make $10,000 more a year. That ain't enough. You know, if you're going to save your way to retirement, which is really very ineffective, it's a really bad business model. But if you're going to try to save your way to retirement, you have to save up $3 million to have $10,000 a month in retirement. $3 million. How many of you are on track to save $3 million? Almost nobody. That's $150,000 a year for 20 years. You'd have to put 150 grand in the bank every year for 20 years to save up $3 million. So it's really not even feasible. But people lie to themselves, they become delusional, and they go, oh, it's going to work. It's going to work. Something's going to happen. Something's going to change. Somehow it's got to work. And they keep doing it. This is actually a thing called stagnation. I spoke with a brilliant couple today. More disciplined than me. They read more than I do. They are a phenomenal couple. And she said it blatantly. She goes, I woke up one day and realized I had been a teacher for 13 years. She goes, she didn't use the word wasted the 13 years. She just knew that she had done the same thing over and over again, somehow expecting a different result. And she felt like it was a wasted 13 years. But she got joy out of the job, I'm sure. There was a lot of good things about it. But when she did her financial evaluation, she goes, man, that was 13 wasted years. So what this couple did is they decided to make a change. They sold their Corvette. They sold their house with a pool overlooking the lake, went out and accumulated over $1 million in equity in 2 years. They made over $1 million. I think it's 1.3. Actually, it's more than that. It's going to be somewhere between $1.7 and $2 million equity that they picked up by changing what they were doing, changing the way they were thinking and behaving. And that's the only thing that's going to change your life. You've got to change the way you think and the way you behave if you're going to get a different result, if you're going to move ahead. Now, luckily, they've become members of Total Wealth Academy. They're going to syndicate and somewhere between a 50 and 100 unit apartment complex next and make even more money than they made the last 2 years. But it's because they're reading, I want to say, 20 nonfiction books a year. They're going to every seminar they can. They're going to every workshop they can to build their knowledge, to change who they are as a person. And they're going to be successful. There's no question in my mind. They're already successful. But now they're about to change again from single family to apartments. That's going to be another massive change for them. And it's going to give them incredible results. The common denominator, though, is they're changing. The world is not changing. The government's not changing. Their corporation's not changing. They're changing. And that's the only thing that will ever change your life. Okay, when we come back from the break, I'm going to share with you some poor and middle class strategies that will destroy your life if you don't get control of them and get out of those behaviors. This is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Were you told that it's normal to lose money in the down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, and I want to introduce you to my friends at Catalyst Funding. They are a mortgage company built by real estate investors for real estate investors and have helped dozens of my members.
Hi, I'm Wade Como, the CEO of Catalyst Funding. We offer the widest variety of products, including hard money to purchase and repair distressed real estate and products for cash flowing property. We have a 5-star rating across all platforms. Visit us today at catalystfdg.com/totalwealth. That's catalystfdg.com/totalwealth.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're about to dive into some poor and middle class strategies that will keep you poor and middle class. The first one is something that we talk about, got to be two or three times a month. And it's this concept. Well, let me give you the excuse. You offer somebody something, and they give you the spouse objection. Say, look, do you want to buy this rent house? It's got $400 a month cash flow. You're picking up $30,000 equity. And they say this. Ooh, got to talk to my wife before I make any financial decisions. Okay. This is a poor and middle class strategy. And the reason it's a poor and middle class strategy is so obvious that I don't understand why people are doing it. Let's take an example. Two guys are buddies. They make the same amount of money. They both have, you know, a little bit in savings, 30 grand, 50 grand, something like that. They've both been working 20 years. They enjoy beers together. They enjoy playing golf together. Should those two guys, I mean, it's just so obvious. Those two guys shouldn't advise each other about money, should they? It's ridiculous, isn't it? They're both basically broke. They both worked for 20 years, have $40,000 or $50,000 to show for it. They both make the same amount of money. Should they look at each other and go, what do you think when it comes to money? No, it's ridiculous, isn't it? They're not qualified. Now let's go back to this belief, this strategy. I talk to my spouse before I make any financial position. You already see it, don't you? It's ridiculous. It's embarrassing for anybody to even say that out loud. You know they have put zero thought into that strategy. Zero. The way you should look at it, the effective way to look at it is this. Is your spouse a multimillionaire entrepreneur? Well, if they are, then you should talk to them before making any financial decisions. If you're not a multimillionaire entrepreneur, if you're making 80 grand a year, 100 grand a year, and you got a couple hundred grand in the bank, yeah, talk to the multimillionaire entrepreneur spouse. But that's not the case, is it? In almost all cases of marriage or long-term relationships, both of them are in about the same financial position, aren't they? So you're both relatively broke. You both make about the same amount of money, but you look to each other to advise on life-changing financial decisions? It doesn't make any sense. But I'm telling you, I get this objection multiple times a month. And it's just like, are you proud of what you just said? I need to talk to my wife before I make a decision. Are you proud of that? Come on. You proud of saying that? It's ludicrous. Why would you put that type of pressure on your spouse? Hi, honey. I don't know much about money, and I know you don't know much about money, but I need you to help me make a financial decision. Why would you put that type of pressure on your spouse? I'll tell you why. Because you don't have the guts to make the decision yourself. You don't have the guts to take action. And what you're doing is you're hiding behind your spouse. I had a brilliant guy enroll, cancel 2 days later, using that excuse. Well, I went back and spoke with my wife. Okay, is your wife a multimillionaire entrepreneur? No. Why did you put that type of pressure on her? He had also just sat through 8 hours of training. He had 8 hours of more information than she had, and he still couldn't make a decision. Paralyzed. The other problem with the spouse objection, and the reason it's so embarrassing when somebody says it, is how many of you would work for a company with 2 CEOs? If you're smart, you just laughed. 2 CEOs, nothing would ever get done. They'd be arguing all the time. I'm right, you're right, I'm right. Blah, 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 blah. Anything with 2 heads is a monster. It doesn't work. In your family relationship, married or not, significant other, whatever you want to call it, long-term relationship, one of you has to be in charge. One of you has to be in charge. That's all there is to it. You can't have 2 heads of a household. Now, you don't have to be in charge of everything in the household. Like, oh, this is just an overly simple example. But say the guy is the cook. He's a chef. He should be in charge of grocery shopping. Shouldn't have to ask. He's in charge of that. The wife has a master's in business. She owns a business that makes them a couple hundred grand a year. She owns 40 rent houses. She should be in charge of making financial decisions. She shouldn't have to go to him and go, honey, is it okay if I buy another rent house? Earlier, I was talking about that brilliant couple I met with today. This is how it really works. He respectfully looked at her and said, honey, what do you think? And she goes, honey, I trust you. Go ahead, take action. And he enrolled. He took a major financial step. It wasn't, no, you make the decision. No, you make the decision. No, you make the decision. Copping out and taking no action. I'm begging all of you who are in long-term relationships, make someone responsible. Give someone the power to make a decision. If you don't, you're going to stagnate all your life and retire broke. I talk to people like, you know, you need to talk to your wife. How long you had this policy? Well, we've been married 20 years. And for 20 years, we've had a policy, and they're proud of it. I mean, that's what's so embarrassing about it. They're proud of the stupidity. We don't make a decision without talking first. Are you in the financial position you want to be in? No. Well, I guess that doesn't work. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. It is going to destroy your life. Figure out which one of you. Now, you could do it together. I do want to say this. You could do it together. You could look at each other and go, you know what? Neither of us are qualified to make the decision. Let's both go out and start taking classes on finances and money and building wealth. Excuse me. Then maybe in that circumstance, it could be a 60-40 decision process. But in most cases, you need somebody that's got 80-90% of the control. Someone who is going to take the courses, is going to educate themselves, is going to read the books, and become able to be responsible for the financial decisions. But for a person to go out, take an 8-hour course, and then go back and somehow think they're going to explain that 8-hour course to their spouse, it's ludicrous, isn't it? And this is not a dumb guy. This is a very sharp individual. But I'm telling you, you can be smart as a whip. And because we're conditioned for 20, 30 years to behave a certain way, we do stupid stuff. We'll talk about a couple more of these poor and middle class strategies after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. A couple of you have emailed me funny stuff about what we were talking about. One guy said, yeah, this makes total sense, but my wife would kill me. That's why you have the discussion before something comes up. Don't wait. This is a discussion you need to have before you come to our free workshop, before you come to any program. Put someone in charge. Make them responsible. Still, take their advice, listen to them, respect them. But doggone it, somebody's got to be able to make a decision or nothing will ever happen. So don't hide behind your spouse or significant other. Don't use that excuse because it's a cop-out. It's a sign of weakness, lack of leadership, lack of ability to make a decision. Don't do that. Get with your spouse, your significant other this evening, tomorrow morning, and make a decision. Who's going to be in charge of the finances? Who's going to be in charge of making these decisions? And start making decisions and changing your life. Another comment that was in this email that I got was the wife said, we need to slow down. I don't know when, if ever, that's a good idea. You know, and this is an individual that's probably late 40s, early 50s, if we remember him correctly. What are you talking about, slow down? That's just crazy. Slow down? No, you need to speed the heck up. You've worked for 20 years. You're not in the financial position you want to be in. You only got 20 years left. You've realized if you don't change, you're going to have the same results at the end of 40 years that you had at the end of 20 years. No, speed the heck up. You need to be reading more, going to more seminars, buying more programs, learning, growing. No, slowing down is never a good idea. I don't know where that even comes from.
I guess it's a fear-based thing, and it just makes you feel good to say, oh, I'm just going a little slow. What are you, 22, 23? If you're over 40, you're behind the eight ball. You've got to go faster. Move more quickly. What a lot of people aren't aware of is that the poor and the middle class make decisions slowly and change them a lot. Whereas successful people make decisions quickly and seldom change them. They commit. They follow through. Whereas the poor and middle class don't commit and don't follow through. And it keeps them poor and middle class. So, if you've ever said, we need to slow down and think about this. No, you need to speed up. Read more. Make a decision. Take action. Go faster, not slower. Then, back to the email, I got a comment that was something to the effect of, we need to verify that you keep your promises. Let us, you know, test it out and see if you're real. 30 years in the business, 20 years on the radio, and they still aren't satisfied that I'm real? I'm sorry. You're fibbing. You're not worried about whether I'm real. You're worried about whether you're real. And what you're doing is you're thinking your past equals your future. In other words, a person says, man, I tried multi-level marketing and failed. I tried another real estate investor program and failed. That doesn't mean you're going to fail this time. The past does not equal the future. Don't beat yourself up. Do not believe in yourself and hide behind, oh, I don't know if you're real, Steve. Come on. It's not that you don't think Total Wealth Academy is real. You're having self-doubt. And self-doubt holds the poor and middle class down. Successful people, millionaires, billionaires, they believe in themselves. And you've got to too. Listen, if you've had the same job for 20 years, do you realize how hard that is? What type of a great person you are? You committed. You worked hard. But what if you committed and worked hard at something where you get rich instead of just your company? You've got to believe in yourself. And don't hide behind, I don't know if Steve's real. I don't know if Total Wealth Academy's real or whatever other group. These groups are real. It's happening all around you. No, you don't think we're not real. For some reason, you don't think you're real. You don't think you're going to do it. That's what's really hidden in that obviously dumb point of, I want to make sure you're real. 20 years on the radio? 30 years mentoring? Come on. You know we're real. What more do you need to prove it? So, the final one is more complex, and we'll probably take the rest of this segment and the next segment to explain. So let's start, before I expose this particular point, with the 7 habits of highly effective people. One of the major points in this book is that successful people begin with the end in mind. They have written down goals, and they know exactly where they're going. They know exactly what they want to achieve. And let's say there's a continuum to get there. The example I'll give you is the goal of every member of Total Wealth Academy: to have enough passive income annually that it meets and exceeds their wants and needs. So if their bills are $5,000 a month, that's $60,000 a year. Then they want money for romance and travel, that's $120,000 a year. They want $120,000 a year in passive income. That's the end in mind. That's the ultimate goal. On the other side of the spectrum is a thing called wholesaling. That's for beginners. That's for people who have bad credit and no money. Right next to that is flipping for people with a little money. Then there's rental property, single family. Then the next step would be a small apartment complex. Then the next step would be a big apartment complex. And then the next step would be passive income. But remember the goal, passive income. So if you drew those on a line across a whiteboard, you would have wholesaling on the left. Next to it would be flipping. Next to it would be single family rental. Next to it would be small apartments. Next to it would be large apartments. And on the far right would be passive income. If you have the ability to start at passive income, it would be unwise, it would be foolish to start with wholesaling or flipping, or single family rental, or even buying a little apartment. It would be a waste of your time. You would have to have very little respect for your time to do that. If you have the ability, you want to skip all of that. Again, Stephen Covey, begin with the end in mind. The end is having enough passive income that it pays all your bills, gives you money for romance, travel, and fun. Why would you start? So here's what this individual said. We're going to start with single family. Even though I know he has the ability to start with passive investing. Doing that is going to add 10 years to his path. 10 years. What he could have done in 3 to 5 years is now going to take him 13 to 15 years. As I mentioned, it's unwise, it's foolish. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where today we've been discussing some strategies of the poor and the middle class that are creeping in to brilliant people's lives. I want to make sure that you understand that the guy who wrote this email, according to my staff, is like a really sharp, brilliant guy. Yet, there's four of these debilitating beliefs in one email. How many more are in his life? So let's review them very quickly. The first one is the spouse objection, not being able to make a decision because you want to talk to your spouse. That is a cop-out. It's BS, unless your spouse is a multimillionaire entrepreneur qualified to advise you. Don't put that pressure on your spouse. Have the courage, the guts to take responsibility for the financial side of your life. Say, sweetheart, I love you, but I have read 24 books on finance. I've listened to Steve Davis for 5 years. I've listened to whoever for 5 years. I'm studying this stuff. I'm trying to learn this stuff. I would like to be responsible for our financial future. I will take the heat if we fail. You know what they're going to say? You say all that? They're going to go, yeah, that makes sense to me, because they don't want the responsibility. But I'm begging you, do it today. Otherwise, you're going to stagnate. You're not going to be able to make decisions that are life-changing. You've got to change that. Hiding behind your spouse or significant other is a cop-out. It's weak, shows a lack of determination, lack of leadership, and lack of decisiveness. Next one, slow down. Heck no. That's not the name of the game, especially if you're over 40. If you're over 40, you need to speed up. You're going to have to run just to keep up because you've blown 20 years of your life if you're not in the financial position you want to be in. Don't hide behind credibility. Oh, I don't know if this company's real. It's so easy to do research now with the internet. But if somebody's been in the business for 30 years, on the radio for 20 years, and you still don't believe they're real, that's your problem. Nothing's going to satisfy you, and you're never going to take action. And then, number four, do not waste your time on single family if you have the ability, 100 grand or more, to go straight to passive investing. Passive investing is the end in mind. It is the ultimate goal, and you should start as close to that as possible. So let's look at the continuum. You've got wholesaling, you got flipping, single family rental, small apartments, and then passive, big apartments, and then passive investing. If you've got enough money to skip wholesaling and flipping and go straight to single family rental, say you got 50 grand, that's what you should do. Don't go backwards. If you got enough money to buy a small apartment all by yourself, do it. Skip single family, skip flipping, skip wholesaling. But again, you got 100 grand or more, and it can be in an IRA, 401k, whatever, home, cash, got it in the stock market or whatever. Doesn't matter. You can use that money to invest passively in real estate. You know, tomorrow night we're teaching a class on this. Anybody who's interested should go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com, and just click on that free sample class. Get off your couch. Come on by. We'll even give you a beer, a glass of wine after you're done to celebrate that you've sat through the hour and a half workshop and see what we're doing. So there they are. Don't beat up your wife or spouse. Speed up, don't slow down. Don't hide behind credibility when you can check credibility on the internet so easily. And start as close to your goal as possible. Begin with the end in mind at all times. And all your action steps should be aimed at getting all your goals, all your action steps should be aimed at getting to the the end in mind as quickly and as effectively as possible. So let's go try to answer a few emailed questions that I've got. Okay, this is just a recommendation for one of our sponsors or syndicators. Devin Elder is a syndicator at Total Wealth Academy. This guy is top notch. If you were a member of Total Wealth Academy, I believe it was about 6 months ago. I know this sounds funny what I'm about to say, but it's a property called the Peanut Factory in San Antonio, and it's downtown. Deal apparently is going very, very well. You could be in that deal right now. You could have been in it for 6 months already. Devin Elder is a outstanding father, outstanding parent, outstanding husband. He's fit. He's involved in charities, and he's one of the best operators in the country. And you could have invested with him, again, about 6 months ago in this peanut factory. He's getting ready to buy, you ready for this? Three complexes, 600 units. 600 units he's getting ready to pick up. If you remember Total Wealth Academy, you could be getting into that deal. So thank you for the referral, Steve. Devin is a great guy. I couldn't agree with you more. Okay, let's go to the next question. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com, asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. This first question is looking for a multifamily inspector. Yes, I do have one. And I will email you right after the show, John. Let me see if there's another question in here. You know, six units is going to be very inexpensive, relatively speaking, to say a 500 unit. Oh, yeah, I do have a small complex guy. Yeah, I do. John, I will email you his number right after the radio show. Thank you so much for the email, and thank you for listening. Okay, let's go to the next email. Title insurance question from Jeremy. Oh, doggone it. There's nothing in the body. Jeremy, if you would please resend it. All I got was the subject line, and I didn't get the body of the email. So please resend that question so I can answer it. The next one is another six unit. This is a question from Mercedes. And Mercedes, you know, you're in Texas, which is, I applaud you for being wise enough to invest in Texas since you are from Texas. But Mercedes, you can find great deals wherever you are now. I can't tell whether you're in Dallas or Houston, but you're going to look for, you can do a D-class property, Mercedes, but it should be in a C-class neighborhood. This has always been my strategy. I won't buy a D-class property in a D-class neighborhood where you can't raise the value of the property by improving it. So, yes, D-class property is fine, but make sure it's in a C-class neighborhood. And if you're buying a C-class, make sure it's in a B-class neighborhood so you can add value to the property. You'll make millions doing that. You'll make hundreds of thousands by just buying a D-class in a D neighborhood. But Mercedes, you're a young, based off your email and the picture that came with it, young, gorgeous woman. I don't want you owning any D-class property. If you have to carry a gun to pick up your rent, that ain't safe. Don't buy anything that you feel uncomfortable at. And I would say C, B, or A class. Based off of your, you know, $1.2 million you have to invest, I don't know how you got that, but you are awesome for having it. $1.2, you can buy probably a $4 million project. I would buy something 30 to 40 units. I would really like it to be a D-class property that is in a C neighborhood so that you can upgrade it, turn it into a C-class property, and do very, very, very well. You could probably, it will take you about 2 years to double your money, if I'm reading this question correctly. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Mercedes. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.